So, Shlaimi, how are you today?
Not so good, Tanti.
Not so good? Why, isn't today your day off?
I was looking forward to it for a long time. But so far, it hasn't been a bit of fun.
Why? What happened?
In the morning, I had to watch the baby. In the afternoon, I went to help Bubby clean up. For the last hour, I helped a friend prepare for a test tomorrow. Some vacation! I wish I could have some time for myself.
But you don't understand, Shlaimi. Whatever you did today was for yourself.
Tati, I said I was watching the baby.
And I heard what you said. You were involved in chesed the entire day. Listen here. There's a well-known rule. Whatever you do for someone else is really the only thing you're doing for yourself.
What do you mean? I have a feeling a story is coming.
Ah, you feel very well.
Listen, Mrs. Citrin. I'm tired of excuses. I want your rent money now.
Mr. K, please. Can't you just listen to me for a minute? You know that when my husband was alive, we paid you every month on the dot, like clockwork. You never had a problem. And you know very well that the last couple of months have been the most difficult ones in my life. I lost my husband. The whole yoke of my family has fallen on me alone. Please, can't you give me just a little bit more time? Have you no mercy in your heart?
I have plenty of mercy in my heart. My problem is I have no money in my pockets. Don't give me that mercy business. I have bills to pay, and my creditors don't have any rachmanis on me. I own rental apartments, not charity apartments.
Why do you have to talk that way? Why? Everyone else understands my situation. Why do you talk to me that way?
Oh, really? Everyone else understands? So why don't you move into one of their apartments? Listen here, business is business. You owe me 3 months' rent. I didn't pressure you till now. You should appreciate that.
I do.
Well, thanks. I appreciate your appreciation. But I can't pay my bills with appreciation. I'm sorry, Mrs. Citrin. I can't wait any longer. Either you bring me at least 2 of the 3 months' rental money you owe me, or find somewhere else to live. I have nothing more to say.
But
nothing more to say. Have a nice day.
Wait a minute, Shalem. What am I going to do? Here comes my son, Chaim. Let me wipe away my tears. I don't want him to realize I was crying. Hi, Chaimo. How was your day? Chaim, did you stop off at the store to ask for a pound of bread, the way I told you?
Yes, Mommy, I did.
Well, then where's the bread, Chaim?
I left it in the store.
Chaim, you're so absent-minded. Yesterday you left your lunch back at home. The day before you left your sitter in Cheder.
Ma, I didn't forget it in the store. The baker didn't let me take it home. He said he has to speak to you first.
Oh, no. I guess he can't extend us credit anymore. I didn't realize how much of a bill we piled up. Chaim, don't cry. Don't worry. Everything will be all right. The Rabbi Hashem will help.
Mommy, how can you say it's all right? I heard that conversation before. The landlord is throwing us out. The baker won't give us any bread. We have no place to live and nothing to eat.
Chaimo, let's take one day at a time. There's food in the icebox from yesterday, and the landlord won't be back till next week.
But what are we going to eat tomorrow, Mommy? And where will we live next week?
Never worry about tomorrow, Shefula. We don't know what's in store for us today. Why should we worry about tomorrow?
Mommy, how can you say that when we don't...
How can I say that? Chaim, I'm not the one who's saying it. Shlaim HaMelech says it. Al tidak dagas machar. Don't worry about tomorrow. Ki le'noidam anoy l'rayayim. We don't even know what's going to happen today.
Okay, Mommy, I won't worry about tomorrow. But still, can't you ask for help? There has to be someone who can help us. There has to be some place you can go.
You're right. You know something, Chaimel? You're right. You just gave me an idea. I will go someplace and ask for help. Why don't you run off and play with your friends now? Thanks for your suggestion.
But I'm not sure what I suggested.
No matter. It was a great idea anyhow. Good, he's gone to play. Oh, how wonderful it is to be a child. You cry one minute and play the next. We have to learn from children. Okay, I believe by now the shul should be empty.
Tati, why did she go to the shul?
Listen, it was already dark outside. Mrs. Citron made her way to the town shul. To her, it looked empty.
It wasn't who was there.
Wait, patience. She didn't know that upstairs in a side room, two chavrusas, two study partners, had settled in for the night to work out a difficult page in the Gemara. And young Yoinasan had just declared a breakthrough. He had an amazing insight, but his chavrusa, his partner Aaron, seemed distracted. Aaron! Pshat in this taisvus isn't difficult at all! What? I'm sorry, Yoinasan. I wasn't paying attention fully to what you were saying. You see, I think I heard a noise downstairs. Aaron! You're not the type to be distracted by noises. We're learning now. Yoinasan, there have been intruders circulating in various shuls, causing all sorts of problems. I'm worried about the Sifrei Torah. We live in dangerous times, you know. The Gabbai gave us the key so we can learn here all night. But I promised to keep a watchful eye on the shul. And so you're applying a watchful ear as well. Listen, Yoinasan. Listen. You heard the noise again? Someone is downstairs. We have to check this out. Relax a second. Don't jump to conclusions. Listen to me. Let's go down to the balcony below. To the ladies' section. It's empty now. From there, we'll have a good view of the main shul downstairs. Don't get so nervous. It may just be an innocent person who came to daven or find shelter in the Big Beis Medrash. Let's not jump to conclusions. You're right, Yoinasan. Still, just to be on the safe side, let's position ourselves where we will see, but not be seen. In these times, one can never be too careful, you know.
Now listen, Shloimeh. Mrs. Citron entered the shul and looked from side to side. She was convinced that no one was there.
Let me straighten out my tichel. Oh dear, I hope I'm doing the right thing coming into the shul. There's no one here. It's quiet and scary. But I have to pour my heart out to the Rabbi Nishalayla. I need to do this. Chaim said I should ask for help. That's what I'm doing. I'm asking for help. Rabbi Nishalayla, you're the Avihaya Simon. You're the father of all orphans. Only you know my anguish and pain. Only you know what I've gone through over the past year. And only you can help me. Rabbi Nishalayla, the landlord has threatened to evict us. And I have no money for food. But you're really the landlord of the entire world. And you're the one who owns all the food. Is it not written that you heal all the brokenhearted and extinguish their sadness?
Rebbetzin, please, don't cry.
What's happening? I hear a voice. It's coming from somewhere on top.
Don't be frightened. Hashem Yisbrach will surely help and heal. Why don't you become a healer?
What? Who are you? What do you mean?
Let people come to you, and you will heal them. They will pay you for your services. You'll be helped, and you'll be able to help others.
I hear a voice telling me to become a doctor? What do I know of healing? What do I know of restoring people to good health?
Listen to me. You won't tell them you're a doctor because you're not, but you can give them your advice. You will share with them your experiences of being a mother and helping people.
I wouldn't know what to tell them.
You'll tell them whatever homemade remedies you know, and you'll say V'hi Noyam 7 times, a special prayer, a special tefillah, and you'll pray that Hashem will grant you success, and Hashem will listen to you.
Why should Hashem listen to me?
Because you just davened to Hashem from the bottom of your heart.
Who's talking to me? Who was that voice that said I should try to heal people? I mean, why shouldn't I? I'll be honest, I'll tell people I'm not a professional. I'll beg them just to trust me. I hope I really heard that voice. I hope it wasn't just my imagination.
Tati, was it her imagination?
Of course not. It was Yoinasan. She didn't know that. Mrs. Citron didn't know where the voice had come from. She even ventured to think it may have been Eliyahu HaNavi. Either way, she was not one to push things off. She cried to Hashem and heard a suggestion. Why not try it? She had nothing to lose.
Mommy?
What's the matter, Chaimel?
I think someone's trying to make fun of us.
Why are you saying that?
Someone put a sign in our door that reads healer. I'll take it off. It must be a mistake. You know what? It must have been my friend Shimmy. He's playing another one of his jokes on us.
No, Chaimo. I hung up that sign in our door.
Oh. But why, Mommy?
Chaimo, why don't you go play outside?
Mommy, but...
Chaimo, please go play outside.
Some of my friends may laugh about this, but I think you're a great healer. You always did a great job on me.
Thank you, Chaimo.
Achoo!
Baruch, once and for all, can you take care of that cold?
Cold? What cold? I don't have a...
Achoo!
Mishka, where's my scarf? I'm sure I put it down here on the table.
Baruch, your scarf blew off the table when you sneezed, as well as the pots that were hanging on the wall. And the flower pot went flying out of the window.
I guess I do have a little cold.
A little cold? Like the North Pole has a little snow. Go to a doctor!
I can't.
Why not?
The only doctor in town is retired.
Well, travel to a different town.
Achoo!
Hey, Rivka, what happened to the curtain that used to hang over the window?
The curtain? It's now adorning the flower pot, resting comfortably on the awning below.
Oh, I better find myself a doctor. Oh, here's my friend, Yanko. Hey, Yanko! Is there a doctor in town?
A doctor in this town? Nah, what do I know? There's no doctor in this town.
Oh, so you do know. What about in the nearby town?
I was never, ever in any nearby town. I would have no way to get there.
Achoo!
Another sneeze like that, Baruch. And for the first time, I'll be flying to one of the nearby towns.
How are you going to get there?
You're going to blow me there. Listen to me. You want to know something? Just this morning, I saw a sign on that door across the street. It says healer. Why don't you try knocking?
Hey, I think the bottom door is locked.
Just sneeze, it'll fly open.
Oh, that's a good idea. Tell me, what's the difference between a doctor and a healer?
I don't know. I guess a healer heals people.
And what does a doctor do?
Doctor asks questions. I don't know. Just go.
Oh, well, if there's no doctor in town, so the best thing is, I guess go to a healer. All right, I will walk over to the door and,
Achoo!
Mommy?
Yes, Chaimo?
My cereal just flew out of the bowl.
Oh, it's okay. There wasn't much cereal in the bowl to start with. Let me see who's at the door. Yes, can I help you?
Oh, hi. I didn't realize it's your house. Achoo! Oh, oops. I'm sorry. Your tablecloth flew off the table. Listen, I don't know if you realized.
Achoo!
It could be I have a cold. Can you heal me?
Only Hashem can really heal. I can try to be his messenger. I want to tell you, I'm not a real doctor. I mean, it's just like motherly advice.
Yeah, anything that'll get me to stop.
Okay. Just give me a few minutes.
What's she doing? She's taking a siddur. Us together. Now she's going to daven. Excuse me. One more sneeze, and you know, your windows are going to fly out. Please don't daven mincha now. Excuse me, Rabbitson. If I sneeze again, your ceiling is going to... What's she doing? Why are you saying Vihinoyim 100 times over there? Why are you crying?
First of all, I only said it 7 times. And as for my crying, I'm davening for your sake and mine that Hashem should heal you. Now, I want you to drink tea and honey 3 times a day. Mix in some ginger in the tea. Come back in a few days and tell me how you're feeling.
Okay. Rabbitson, it worked! I haven't sneezed in 3 hours. I'm unbelievable. I feel like a new person. Never mind that they're putting my house together again. How much do I owe you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a real doctor, you know.
What's the difference? I'm not sneezing anymore. I can walk down the street without everyone running away. I mean, without everyone flying away. Here, take 5 rubles.
Chaim, it's a nest. Oh, thank you, Rabbi Shlomo. Run to the store and buy some bread.
Mommy, there's someone else at the door.
Yes, can I help you?
Listen to me. My name is Mr. Snoransky. I have a terrible snoring problem. I snore so loud, I can't sleep without waking myself up. Whenever I fall asleep, I wake myself up with my snoring. My poor neighbors, they have to wear earmuffs in the summer. Please, can you help me and my neighbors?
Only Hashem can help you, but I can try to be his messenger.
That's what you called him, my friend, and you turned out to be a very good messenger. What are you doing? Don't start davening now. I'll fall asleep, and if I start snoring, your neighbors will come running.
Mr. Snoransky?
Yes, little boy.
My mommy is davening for you.
Really? Why is she crying? Why is her head buried in her hands? Did I fall asleep?
Why do you think so?
Usually when I wake up, that's how I see everybody. Usually they're with their head in their hands.
Mr. Snoransky, my mother is davening for you.
Why is she crying?
She always cries when she davens for someone else. And she does that before she gives out her remedies. She's finished now and she'll tell you what to do.
Mr. Snoransky, may Hashem help you? I told you, I'm not a real doctor, but maybe you should try this. Put 3 spoonfuls of honey in your tea. Once a day, walk through the grape orchards and take a deep breath.
What if I fall asleep in the orchard?
And if you will, what's the problem?
When I start snoring, there won't be a single grape left on the vines.
Just do what I tell you and don't worry.
Mrs. Citron, you healed me. I'm not snoring anymore. It's unbelievable. How much do I owe you?
Honestly, you really don't owe me a thing. Hashem healed you.
But you're his messenger. No, take these gold coins and do what you want with them. Givaldi, I can breathe. I can clearly see now. I can walk without snoring. And my friend Baruch can walk without using up the box of tissues every second. It's Givaldi, Baruch. I know, it's unbelievable. just joking. Now I only sneeze when I want to. I wanted to. Then I wanted to. Oh, Mr. Oper, you couldn't have come on a better day. Today is the deadline for Mrs. Citron to come up with the back rent. I'm sure she doesn't have it, so the apartment is yours.
Oh, I don't know. Taking it away from a widow doesn't seem right to me.
Ridiculous, Mr. Oper. She was leaving anyway.
How do you know?
Because I was going to throw her out. Absolutely. Come, I'll show you the apartment. It needs some work, but it has tremendous potential.
It looks like there's a long line of people waiting to see the apartment. People are standing in line from the door downstairs and out on the street. Oh my, with all these people trying to get the apartment, I don't think I should even bother.
What? What's going on here? What's this long line about? Mr. Oper, don't you worry about a thing. I'm the landlord, and I don't know why these people are standing over here, but I intend to get to the bottom of this. Follow me to the door. Move out of my way.
Excuse me, Mr. K. Do you have an appointment?
Appointment? I don't need an appointment. I'm the landlord. I am Mr. K.
Really? And I'm Zanvil. Nice to meet you. Listen here. You may be the landlord, but you still have to wait in line for the healer.
What? How dare you? My blood is boiling.
That makes sense. I was wondering why there's steam coming out of your ears. I think the healer can take care of boiling blood.
Let me through.
Mommy, Mr. Oper is here.
What is going on over here? My patience is wearing thin.
My mommy's patience, though, are getting more and more.
I have enough of this nonsense. I have a tenant waiting for the apartment. Now pack your bags, please, and kindly move out.
And may I ask you why I should move out?
Because you don't have money to pay the rent.
And why do you think I don't have money to pay the rent? I was mispalled to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has helped me.
All right, I told you! I am not a charity organization! You... What is that in your hand?
It's a pack of gold coins. Here is the rent for the last 6 months, and I'm also giving you the rent for the next 6 months.
But how? Where? How?
Do you have a problem? Your tongue seems twisted. Well, maybe I can help you with your tongue. But, Mr. Oper, with your heart that's full of racks, that I can't heal. You're gonna have to do some tshuva and say some tehillim, so your heart can be turned into a heart of flesh again.
I wasn't really going to send you out. You didn't realize that. It was just, you know, to try to push you to pay the rent. I really didn't intend to do so.
Heh, do you know how to heal someone who lies?
Many years have passed. The healer's name went far and wide. To her credit, she told every single person that came in,
"It's not really me. It's a siyata d'shemaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the tefillahs of my broken heart. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only healed me, he healed everyone that comes so I can help them."
Tati, is this the end of the story?
No, wait. Did you ever hear of the famous tzaddik, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, the mechaber of the sefer Yaris Dvash?
Oh, yes, Tati. You tell me loads of stories about that tzaddik. But what does this tzaddik have to do with this story?
Well, listen.
Mommy, look out the window.
What's happening out the window? Oh, that's the big tzaddik, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. He must be visiting someone in this town.
I think he's coming to visit us.
I can't imagine why. He's coming up the stairs together with his gaboyim. Chaim, quickly, let's clean up for the cover of the tzaddik.
Is this the residence of the healer?
Yes. And who are you?
My name is Rav Gavriel. I am the gabai of the tzaddik Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. We have a serious problem. Apparently, a couple of weeks ago, something got lodged in the tzaddik's throat. And since then, it is very difficult for him to talk. He is in a lot of pain. It's even difficult for him to breathe. We've been to surgeons and to doctors, but they say that they don't have a tool or they don't know how to get so deep into the throat to take out what is lodged over there.
Why, this is a tremendous achrayus, such a great tzaddik who teaches all of Klal Yisrael. But I...
Can you please try? We have heard that you have a siyata d'shemaya to help people.
I really wouldn't even know what to do. It's just that I...
Well, how did you get into this business anyway?
Oh, it's not really a business. It's just that many years ago, I ran to a shul, and I opened up Aron Kodesh, and I began to cry my heart out, because the landlord was going to throw me out. And I heard a voice coming that suggested I should be a healer.
Why is the tzaddik laughing?
I don't know.
It came out! It came out of your throat!
That's right.
I started to laugh. And it came out of my throat. Geloit de heilige b'shef, ahoidu l'ashem ki toiv ki le'olam chasdoi.
I can breathe easy. Ay, what a mess! You see, if chas v'sholem it is b'shed for a person to suffer, he doesn't suffer an ounce extra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps everyone, Yeshua Hashem, keherev ayin.
But what happened, tzaddik? Why did you laugh in such a way that it came out?
Why, I laughed. Rebbetzin, do you know who the voice was? No, to this day, I don't know. Was it a malach, was it?
It was me! I heard you crying. I felt so bad. If only I would have had money, I would have given everything away. I said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, please, tell me what to do. Help me, help this almana, help me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the idea into my head. I said you should become a healer. Do you realize that my advice to you then, my tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should be able to help you, saved my life? What you do for someone else is the only real thing that you do for yourself, down here in this world and in the Olam HaEmes. That is why when I realized how you became a healer, I laughed. And that was a laugh of Simcha. And Simcha is the biggest skula
to cure everything.
But, Tati?
Yes, Shlomila?
So how does a person... Well, how could you laugh that way? In such a way that it should, like, cure and do everything?
You have to be zeicher to that kind of a laugh.
But I'll try.
No. You have to be zeicher to that laugh. It's a special schus. A person can give one good laugh, one good feeling of joy, and Hashem says, he's so happy, let me make him more happy.
But how do you laugh that way? How do you get that laugh?
Let me ask you something. When Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz cried for that lady, and he gave her the Eitzah, did he do it for himself?
No, he did it for her.
But what happens is, what you do for someone else always comes back to you. The real laugh that brings all of the joy and simcha and brachas in the world is something you're zeicha to...
By making someone else happy?
That's right! So if you spent your entire day making Bubby happy and Mommy happy and your sister happy, you know what that means?
That one day, I'm gonna have that laugh when I need it! Great! I think I just had it now.
You can have it now. And you can tuck it away for later as well. Just remember,
what you do for someone else
is really what you're doing for yourself.